الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على حبيبه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه الطيبين الطاهرين. يا من يغيث المستغيث، إن لم تغثنا فمن يغيث؟ اللهم يا أرحم الراحمين يا رب العالمين، يا نعم المولى ويا نعم النصير، أنت ولينا وليس لنا ولي غيره، وأنت إلهنا وليس لنا إله سواك، وأنت الرب وأنت الرب وأنت القادر على كل شيء، يا حي يا قيوم علمك حسبنا، وأنت ناظر إلينا ترى مكاننا وتسمع كلامنا وتعلم حالنا، يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم، ولا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم، اللهم أنت نور السماوات الأرض من فيهن، وأنت قيوم السماوات الأرض من فيهن، وأنت حي السماوات والأرض من فيهن، وأنت رب السماوات الأرض من فيهن، وأنت إله السماوات الأرض من فيهن. اللهم يا أرحم الراحمين يا رب العالمين، انظر إلينا انظر إلينا انظر إلينا برحمتك، وانظر إلى أمة حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم نظرة تجمع بها شملها وتلم بها شعثها وترد بها ألفتها، تصلح بها دينها وتحفظ بها غائبها وترفع بها شأنها وتزكي بها عملها وتلهمها بها رشدها، وتحفظ بها غائبها وتزكي بها عملها وتلهمها بها رشدها، وتبيض بها وجوهنا يا أرحم الراحمين، وتعصمنا بها من كل سوء. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا شفيعنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا شفيعنا محمد، يا نعم المولى ويا نعم النصير. الحمد لله. We're celebrating a poem, or celebrating Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or celebrating our guidance, or celebrating the gift, the biggest gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And that gift is called the shimmering light. And when we think about it, especially here in this part of the world, during the winter the sun comes maybe once a week or twice a month, and you can see that everything is happy receiving that light, that shimmering light, even if it comes for a few hours, like for a few glimpses, and everyone is rejoicing. People are not gloomy as usual. People, they are celebrating. They are celebrating the shimmering light. Imagine. Everywhere. Imagine, after days of darkness, after days of grey weather, after days of no light, when the light comes, how the whole nature, how the whole creatures are celebrating that. Birds, trees, humans, everything is rejoicing, even fish, they are happy. Everything is rejoicing, everything is happy. That's why when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran, he said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ وَإِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ شَاهِدًا وَمُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam سِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا, and has called him سِرَاجًا وَهَاجًا. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling, referring to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as light, as sun. The companions used to refer to him as moon, because for people of the desert, the moon is more relevant, because the moon is their guide during the night, because they used to travel during the night, they couldn't move during the day, it's very hot. So they used to travel during the night, and the moon is the most important thing for them and the most beautiful thing for them. It has more weight for them, more symbolic. That's why when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to Medina, they referred to him طلع البدر علينا. If he comes to Stockholm, they won't call him the moon, they'll call him the sun. If he comes, because the sun is more appreciated, a source of light here, it's more needed. The moon maybe is not that relevant for people, yes, maybe it's just beauty, but the sun is really what makes the difference in this place. The moon is what makes the difference in the desert of Saudi Arabia, the sun is. Moon or sun, these things that are just creatures, and the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the levels of creation, in the atwar, or in the level of creation, is much bigger, much more important than everything else. And we know that who is more important, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the whole creation altogether, the arsh altogether. We know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his karama is more than anything, than any other creation. If the human being karama is more than the creation, how about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself? La ilaha illallah. The thing that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the son, he is calling to us. He is calling our understanding to see something, to that metaphor, to appreciate something. To appreciate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way birds, flowers, plants, trees, and people celebrate the sun when it comes in Stockholm. That's when it comes in Stockholm, in a winter day like that. It melts the snow away, it melts the snow, the physical snow, but even the most depressed person, subhanallah, he feels, mashallah. And this is al-diya'u al-lama', the shimmering light. Then you find, again, the word nur is repeated and is celebrated. Ya nur aini, all the nur of my eye. Ma bada nur wa shasha, as long as the light is spreading. Wa hakada, you find many, you find the reference of the light all over. And for someone who knows the bitterness of darkness, he doesn't need a proof to celebrate the coming of the light. He doesn't need a verse or a hadith or anything or someone or scholar to come and tell him, yes, you can be happy when the sun comes. It's just natural. It's just normal. It just flows like that. You don't need anything to tell you that you can celebrate the sun when it comes, or the spring, the rabia, when it comes after winter, and the life when it comes after death, or a newborn baby when it comes after shock, after many years of sterility. You don't need to convince a mother who was sterile for 7 years, and at the age of 70, Allah decided to give her a baby. You don't need to convince her to become happy. You don't need to give her proof. She doesn't need any proof. She doesn't need a fatwa. Right? Mafhoom. Or an old man at the age of 95, subhanallah, his wife now is pregnant and he has a son. You don't need to convince him. He doesn't need a fatwa to be happy and to celebrate. Right? Also, don't need to convince the birds and butterflies and flowers and trees to become happy and become green and etc. when the light, when the sun comes back to them in the spring, in the month of May or June here, or I don't know which month the spring comes in this place. You don't need that. You don't need to convince a human being to become less depressed when in a sunny day. You don't. It just comes naturally like that. You don't need to convince the eye to see in the light. It's just that's it. It's normal. Everything celebrates the light. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as light, the Sahaba, the first generation, they were the people who appreciated that verse the most. And they did not need a reminder, because they knew the darkness of the misguidance. They knew the bitterness of kufr. They knew the taste of it very well. So they did not need anyone to convince them to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than their wives or husbands or children or their money or their wealth or their own self. They did not need a proof or a fatwa. It just came natural. There were people who knew the darkness, the spiritual darkness, my dear brothers and sisters. Everything in the universe around us is but a reference to a reality inside us, within us. Whether it is a sun, a moon, a tree, a bird, a monkey, a donkey, flower, ugliness, beauty, nothing outside is just to be outside. Everything we see around us is a reference to reality within us, to understand things. And if the physical darkness is that depressing and makes someone depressed and makes someone yearn and long for the coming of the light and make the most gloomy person dance out of joy when the light comes back. You see, it's a natural. When the boy want them to play with the lights and just they turn the lights off, everyone like jump, hey, put the lights on. You don't need to. How about if our yearning and longing for the physical light is as such? If our need for the physical light is as such, if our joy for the coming, when we welcome the physical light is like that, how about the spiritual light? How about the absence of spiritual light? What will that mean? Did not need the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, did not need a fatwa to celebrate the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam 500 years after not seeing the Prophet walking on it. Just imagine the feelings of the Mother Earth. Just imagine the feeling of the Earth who was not created for any reason but to have pious people walk on its surface. She knows that very well. The rivers know that, the oceans know that, the sand know that. This is not romanticism, this is a reality. This is the haqiqah of things. The stars, the moons, the fish, trees, they know that they were only created to appreciate, to admire, to be happy, to celebrate. عِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ The first thing يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ عَجِيبٌ يمشون على الأرض. This old lady, imagine, we gave the example of the lady who was 7 years after sterility she gave birth. This old lady, this earth, 500 years after the departure of the last prophet, Sayyidina Isa, Jesus, alayhi salam. And a prophet is born. A prophet is born. That's why we have in the hadith that wolves, trees, stones, birds, fish, they were all celebrating that moment. Even if these hadith are in the da'if, but what could be else? The matn is sahih for sure. What could be else? What could be other than that? What could have happened other than that? You don't need to convince a thirsty one to be happy when the water is served and poured in front of him. You don't need that. The first generation, they appreciated the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they called him Al-Badr. They called him Tala Al-Badru Alayna. They called him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to him to As-Siraj Al-Munir, and they knew that. They celebrated his coming because they knew the bitterness of kufr. And they knew the darkness of misguidance. And they knew how it feels when it is spiritual dark. See how it feels when it is physical dark. It feels wet, it feels cold, feels gloomy. Even the bones start aching, right? This is when it is physical dark. Huh? 14-15 days only after the sun is not there. Huh? It feels so. And you start appreciating any source of light, anything that, even if it is a game, even if it is the shape of a lamp. La ilaha illallah. Imagine how it is when it is spiritual dark. If someone is aware of his spiritual darkness, you don't need to convince him to be happy when the light of guidance manifests to him. The Sahaba, the first generation, they appreciated darkness. They knew what it is. They knew how it feels. How it feels. So that's why when Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked to them, لِيُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, they understood it. Yes, darkness is to the light. To free people from the darkness is to the light. هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَلِّ عَلَيْكُمْ مَلَائِكَتُهُ لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. They knew, yes. Yes. They understood it. Even though they were in a place where they were not in Sweden. I mean, here we appreciate these verses, they talk to us even more here. But the Sahaba, they understood it. They understood it. For them, night was such a great thing, such a beautiful thing, such a romantic thing. But the night without a moon. That's why they refer to Rasulullah ﷺ as the moon, because the moon is what guides them during the night. But here it's the sun. So, source of light and warmth. They understood it, they appreciated that because it talks, it speaks to their state. And because they knew their state. My dear brothers and sisters, listen very well. Listen very well. Because they knew their state. They were aware of their wounds, they were aware of their sicknesses, they were aware of their needs. We have to understand that. They were aware of their needs. They were aware of the darkness within them. They were aware of the coldness within them. They were aware of the wetness within them. They were aware of the mold starting growing on the surface of their heart. They were aware of that ugliness. They were aware how it feels to be far from the source of light, far from guidance, far from a Siraj Munir. That's why when the sun, the first ray of the sun came, they just celebrated it and they felt happy. And there's not anyone to convince them to celebrate every single moment of the life of Rasulullah ﷺ within them, let alone the moment of his birth. Every single glimpse, to the point the one among them wouldn't even let the children play and you pray. Let them play, but you pray. They are praying when they are playing, for now. Let them enjoy that prayer. But you pray when you listen and focus. Allah. So they were aware. Every single moment of the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was celebrated by them. To the point we read in the Shama'il that one of them wouldn't even want to blink his eye in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Would keep his eyes open. He doesn't want to waste time. He doesn't want to waste a glimpse. They don't even want to blink an eye. They're just like that gaze. Especially their children. This was Abdullah bin Umar, Abdullah bin Zubayr. When we were at the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we wouldn't want to waste a single fraction of time, not even a second. They would just keep like that, not wanting to blink their eyes, just to. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. لا in every single word he used to speak عليه الصلاة والسلام was appreciated. It was like a drop of water for someone who is thirsty. These were his words عليه الصلاة والسلام. Our mother Aisha عليه الصلاة والسلام describing his words said they were like pearls coming one after the other. Another companion, he said, like drops of water. Every single word of his was appreciated. Every single movement was appreciated. Every single smile. One of them, he says, when he smiles, فَكَأَنَّ الشَّمْسَ طَلَعَتْ فَكَأَنَّ الشَّمْسَ أَشْرَقَتْ. Fudala, talking about his state. One of the people who was struggling with hypocrisy, was struggling with this wetness, with this darkness, layers of mold, layers of rust in his heart. To the point that he wanted to kill Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And now he's making tawaf around the Kaaba behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he was so addicted to delinquents. He was a sexually delinquent. He was living with a'udhu billah, with prostitutes. He was living, he had such an unhealthy style of life. He couldn't receive and appreciate the light. He said, Let me kill him, and that's it. Sometimes when you are very, very, very sick, you want just to kill the doctor or throw the medicine away and just give up. And what's the CD? How to say that in English? And give to?
Surrender.
And surrender. And surrender to hopelessness. You know that sometimes it feels like that when someone is very, 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 very depressed. And you go and talk to him. And he sees the rays of hope coming and no. He doesn't have enough courage to have hope. Ajeeb. And Fudala was in such a state. He couldn't receive. Khalas, he said, let me finish this story now. After days of struggle. He says, every time I open my eyes, I see that man. He was the most hated person to me because he was the hope that he couldn't accept. Hope for hopeless one, for someone who cannot accept hope, is something like that. And he wanted to kill Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, assalamu alaikum. And he looked back to him and he told him, بِمَا تُحَدِّثُ نَفْسَكَ يَا فُضَالَ. What are you telling yourself, يَا فُضَالَ? He said, no, I'm not doing anything. I'm just أَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ. بِمَا تُحَدِّثُ نَفْسَكَ يَا فُضَالَ. He said, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, turn to me and face it totally, completely. And smile to me and put his hand on my chest. And he says in his words, فَكَأَنَّ الشَّمْسَ طَلَعَتْ. As if the sun was risen. As if the sun rose. It felt. He's describing something within him. He said, like the sun rose. All these darknesses just disappeared like that. The sun rose within him. The sun rose within him. Ya Allah. He said, and when he put his hand, in the beginning he was the most hated person to me. When he lifted his hand, he was the most beloved person to me. Alayhi salatu wasalam. And that light changed his life quickly after that. Quickly. quickly after that, a change in his life. And he went, and these distractions and these addictions, they came to him and they wanted to talk to him. He said, no. And he referred to another image. He said, the awthan, the asnam that were in my heart, collapsed with the same touch that made the asnam, that made the idols, the physical ones collapse. Even though the complexes that I had and the idols that I had and the uqad and the sicknesses that I had and the darknesses that I had, they were well rooted in my heart. The same way the physical asnam, they were well attached to the ground with lead. Just one touch from the Prophet ﷺ made these asnam collapse and made the asnam in my heart collapse. And look at the image this man is giving. He was appreciating the experience of enlightenment. He was appreciating this experience. And Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, one day he was looking at Abdullah ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Zubayr, and he was looking at this generation, the children who were born Muslims. And he said, I'm so worried from this generation. I'm so worried from them, and I am so worried for them. They told him, how could you, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen? These are the generations of faith and Iman, and they were born in Islam, and they did not go through what we have gone through. They are just born praying. And he said, that's the reason why I'm worrying for them, and I am worrying from them. He said, people who did not appreciate kufr for what it is, they won't be able to appreciate faith for what it is. People who don't know bitterness of what it means to be kafir, of what it means to not have God in your life, Allah. You know? To not have a Rabb, to not have something, you do not have even an atom of faith in your heart. When you have a musiba, when you have a calamity, you say, Ya Rabbi. He said, they won't appreciate faith for what it is. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, so it's natural to celebrate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you know what? If the people in the city and all over the world, they come back to this adah, to this habit, I would tell this is now, this culture now is more important than all the gatherings of Muslims. Wallahi al-wahid al-ahad. This is what will bring life to Salat al-Jama'ah. Gatherings like these will bring life to what it means to have Salat al-Jama'ah. We need to have this Jama'ah, we need to have these majalis of dhikr to celebrate the guidance, to celebrate Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so everything will fall into its place. These gatherings will give you the meaning to the structure of Salat. These gatherings will give you the ruh, the spirit. He said, "Waghdu bihi farhana." You will understand how to become happy. How to become happy. What it means to be happy, being a Muslim. And then you will be a Muslim, not you will do as a Muslim. Not you will act as a Muslim. You will be a Muslim. You will be a happy Muslim. This is the drink. This is the water. The other ibadat that we do is the cup. This is what will fill our cup. Celebrating the guidance like this, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and assist us to make it beautifully and to engage in it and to bring our kids to appreciate it and to celebrate it. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to build that bridge again. We need that bridge to the meaning. This is a bridge, my dear brothers and sisters. If I write a mawlid one day, I will call it Al-Jisr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the tawfiq to do it. The bridge. The bridge. This is the bridge from the ritual to the spiritual. This is the bridge from the image of the ibadah to the haqiqah, to the essence of ibadah. This is the bridge from the image of Islam to the haqiqah of Islam, to the taste. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that. I mean, and this will be the bridge between us and people around us. Because when we become happy Muslims doesn't mean cool Muslims wearing sagging pants and putting tattoos. That's not the meaning. Or wearing red scarves or yellow scarves. You can wear a rainbow scarf with all the colors. And if you are not happy, if you don't have a true happy heart, whatever. But wallahi, even if you are in the whole black niqab and you have a true, genuine, happy heart, even people that don't see your face, they will feel your presence. People, they have hearts, my dear brothers and sisters. It's not about the image. Amir Abd al-Qadr al-Jazairi was one of the first men who came to Europe after a long time. After the fall of Andalusia and Sicilia. When he came, how did he come? Did he come in jeans and cool Muslim? He came in a turban and scarves and his robes and his long beard. And how did his wives come? In a hijab, in the shape of a turban or something like that, and green or red? No. They came like this. What was the effect of their visit? Hatred? Racism? No. Even the king of France and the president, king president of France, he came. And they felt, and they are writing, said, we felt an angelic presence. The king, when he saw him, said, oh, father. He referred to Jesus. He said, we felt like as if Jesus and Mary were coming or something like that. See? People, they have hearts. They have references. They have something. Work on the beauty of your hearts. Work on the sunrise here. Work on the rainbow within your heart. You don't need to raise the flag of rainbow on top of your mosques. Have the rainbow on your heart. And then everyone will feel welcomed. And your heart will be a safe space and safe place. And they will feel it. Even if you are hiding your face with a scarf or something. They will see it. They will feel your presence. You'll become a magnet for happiness, for joy. People will come looking for that serenity because they are needing it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Ameen ya arhamar rahimin rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ala sayyidina habibin shayana Muhammad. We're very happy to visit this city, Stockholm. Have learned a lot. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to keep remembering you in our dua and give you tawfiq to keep remembering us in your dua. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to keep brothers and sisters until the last breath. And may you leave this world, brothers and sisters, loving each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may you remember each other, inshallah. Every day and the day of judgment, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to remember each other. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this gathering and this connection and this brotherhood and sisterhood for his sake and the true one. So it becomes means for shafa'a for us. Ameen ya arhamar rahimin rabbil alameen. May Allah accept us, accept our gathering, accept your intentions, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep this majlis alive. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the munshids and the brothers and who are organizing this majlis. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless Sheikh Abdul Wahid. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all our shuyukh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them the best health. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our Shaykh Abdul Wahid amongst the happiest people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heal their wounds the way they tried to heal the wounds of this ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Give them tawfiq the way they try to give tawfiq to the ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them everlasting hidayah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them feel happy in this dunya and in the grave and in the barzakh and all over. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them the happiest people. Ameen, arhamar rahimin, rabbil alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with all our shuyukh, Sheikh Ilyas, and with the father of our Sheikh here, and with all the shuyukh who brought guidance to the city and who wanted to bring traditional guidance to the city and genuine and authentic guidance to the city. Ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them happy the day they meet him. Ameen. Ya arhamar rahimin rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina habibina shaykhina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi tayyibin tahirin. Fatiha. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Arrahmanirrahim. Malik yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Amin.